This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. From 1999 through 2012, the Waterfront Film Festival was an annual summer event in Saugatuck. The past few years brought change. In 2013, the festival moved down the coast to South Haven. Then in 2015, a film competition was held in Grand Rapids as part of Art Prize. But the future of the Waterfront Film Festival has become clearer. The nonprofit group announced it is opening a new permanent facility in Holland. Hopwood Dupree is one of the co-founders of the Waterfront Film Festival. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Why did you pick Holland?
Well, four of the five co-founders are from Holland, and so it made a lot of sense with everything that's been happening in that area. We've been looking for a while to make a move to Holland, and this seems like the right time to do it.
This facility had to be kind of rehabilitated. Explain what it was before the Waterfront Film Festival moved in.
That's right, yes. It was a former auto mechanic shop. So we had quite a bit of work to do, but we're keeping the integrity of the building. There are five big bay windows that will roll up in the building. So it'll be sort of an indoor-outdoor unique creative space.
What kind of work did you have to do to get this in shape so it could be a movie theater, amongst other things?
We had, you know, our main challenge was the technical aspect, bringing in a theater involved sound equipment, involved soundproofing areas, and a new lighting grid. The space will be versatile. So we actually will have chairs that are movable. So it's kind of, you know, going to be an event space. So in addition to film screenings, we'll have workshops and seminars there, art showings. You name it, it's really going to be a very multi-purpose.
So you have a permanent facility. How often do you plan to have films shown there?
Right now we're working on the schedule and the calendar. We're really looking toward year-round events, primarily probably in the warmer months, looking at probably launching a summer film series at some point. But, you know, we're really open to partnering with the community and always looking for new exciting hosting, you know, looking to host new and exciting opportunities. And like I said, both films as well as other events and seminars and that type of programming.
But a regular series may mean, you know, once or twice a week. In other words, not just that four-day festival that you had done in the past.
Right. It won't. We're moving away from being a four-day festival and really into offering year-round events. And year-round screening. So like I said, we'll probably really focus on the warmer summertime months, but it's not to say as we grow and expand that we won't be offering wintertime programming as well.
Will you still be looking for the independent films, the sort of things that don't necessarily show up at the big movieplexes?
We're always looking for films that might not otherwise come to the area and always looking for ways to expose people to new opportunities, arts-related, you know, in film and art as well. So we're also looking at local angles and supporting local artists, local filmmakers, and also other local nonprofit organizations.
You have a 200-seat theater. Is there the possibility for live performance there?
Certainly. We've had a few people approach us, you know, with just kind of kicking around ideas at this stage, but certainly to accommodate some live performances. We could really focus on doing all sorts of different programming. So we're open to partnering with other groups in the community and open to ideas.
Does this solidify the future of your group to have a permanent facility and a home in West Michigan, where you're going to have movies and you're going to have other things as well?
Since the beginning, we've always been looking toward establishing a permanent venue. So this is really exciting for us, exciting for all of our volunteers, and you know, for a nonprofit organization to have a base like this, it's going to allow us to grow and expand and do all sorts of new, creative, interesting, fun things that we've always dreamed about doing, and now it's a possibility, and the options are limitless.
Talk a little bit about some of those other options in terms of, you know, do you see theater classes or those sort of things being conducted at this site?
We're really open to partnering with other groups in the community. So we have spoken to some other nonprofit organizations and some educational institutions about ways we could work together. So we're really open to screenings. We're open to art-related events as well as workshops and seminars. So if people come to us and say, hey, we'd love to use this space for this purpose, we're certainly open to talking and finding new ways to bring more events to the community and to that building.
Does this also open the future for some things that maybe you can't do now, but open some possibilities up down the road? Being in this building, I guess I'm wondering, you know, is there the possibility of expansion? Is there the possibility of reconfiguring the building in some way that that maybe years from now we could be talking about some other things in that site?
Certainly, we are open to really taking it wherever it goes. You know, we'll start with this theater space, but as I said, it's a very versatile space. So I think it's going to kind of take on its own personality and its own mission. And as the organization continues to grow and expand, I think this building will also have its own personality and will lead itself in the way that needs to be needs to go. And I think a lot of that will come from input from the community.
So you said that you're kind of moving away from the four-day festival and on into more, if not year-round, more regular events. Do you still plan something, a big splashy sort of thing like the Waterfront Film Festival, you know, several films over a few days or anything like that? Or is that now in the past?
Well, we're certainly still open to it. You know, we're always looking for ways to evolve. And as a nonprofit organization, that's really important to stay, to survive. And so we are always looking for new chances to do exciting programming. And I wouldn't say that we'll never do the four-day event again, because who knows, we might. We've had other communities approach us about doing similar types of events. But right now, our plans to do a four-day festival are on hold, and we're really just focusing on this new permanent venue and offering year-round programming.
So I have to ask you then, is the name Waterfront Film Festival a little outdated then? Is there maybe a new title for your organization in the future?
Well, we're keeping the title Waterfront Film Festival now because it is, you know, we look at it as a festival that is year-round and is celebrating the art of film, as well as the arts in general. So, you know, who knows, maybe it will evolve into something else. But the Waterfront Film Festival carries a name and a brand that I think a lot of people recognize and have enjoyed over the years. So we're sticking with that right now.
Hopwood Dupree, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Hopwood Dupree is the co-founder of the Waterfront Film Festival. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.